The second candle that we lit represents peace. And the readings that accompany the second Sunday of Advent usually point to John the Baptist as the one that prepared the way for the Lord to come. This was at a time when people were really searching for the coming Messiah. Mike told us last week that there had been silence for 400 years between when the last prophecy concerning the Messiah had been proclaimed and the birth of Jesus. The people were living in occupied territory. The Romans ruled over them. And for the Jews, this was particularly difficult, because they saw that God was their ruler, and because the Romans were Gentiles, who did not understand their beliefs and the law which God had put in place and which they tried to observe. It was a frustrating and difficult time. People were forced to pay taxes to the Romans. Some of their friends and family members had been taken into slavery. They were forced to serve the Roman soldiers. They prayed for God to save them. They searched the scriptures and were aware of the many promises from God of a saviour, a Messiah, who would be in the line of King David. The people agreed that this was what they needed. A king, like David, to rescue them and set them free from the Roman rule. They were longing for this rescue, for God to act, as he did to free them from slavery in Egypt. They were hungry for news of the Messiah. Surely this was the time when he would appear. The scriptures relating to the Messiah pointed to one who would come first, one who would prepare the way for the coming Messiah, a voice calling in the wilderness. In the reading we had for our call to worship, we see John's Gospel links John the Baptist to these Old Testament prophecies. Verse 6 says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to witness, to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, he only came as a witness to the light." And in the reading we had from Luke's Gospel, Luke quotes the words from Isaiah that links that forerunner, the Messiah, to John. "The word came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." The Gospels make it clear that John is not the Messiah, but the one sent to prepare the way for him. This was because crowds of people had gone out to the wilderness to listen to John, and the rumours that spread about him questioned whether he was the Messiah. It must have been clear to the people that John was a man of God, that his message was from God, and that they needed to hear what he had to say. Whilst John's role was an important one, he was called by God for a very special purpose. The gospel writers wanted to be clear that John was not the light. He was not the promised Messiah, the Christ. He was the voice crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." John's message was a challenging one. He went to all the country around Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance and forgiveness of sins. For people who were expecting a king to raise an army and overthrow the Roman overlords, this was not the kind of preparation they were expecting. Those who were very religious, who had attended the temple, made sacrifices, given their tithe, done all they could to obey God's law, this message of repentance and forgiveness must have been something that they were not expecting. Even today, this message of repentance and baptism is challenging, especially for those who are religious, who focus on keeping the rules and religiously attending worship. Because God is not looking for good religious people. He is looking for people of faith. He's not looking for people who try in their own strength to keep the rules, but for people who love their neighbour as their self. He's not looking for people who religiously pay their tithe, but for people who give generously and cheerfully. This is a challenge for us in this Advent. Are we prepared to get ready for Jesus' coming? To straighten the paths, to repent of those ways we know to be wrong, and to turn to God. As people of faith, willing to be light and salt in our community, willing to follow Jesus not only in our actions, but in our thoughts, in our attitudes, in loving God and one another. In his message, John urged the people who flocked to listen to him in the wilderness to turn from sin, to repent, and to mark that desire to have a new start, to be baptized, to be ready for when the Messiah came to follow him. It may be many years since you gave your life to Jesus, many years since you went through the waters of baptism. But we all know that sin is something that creeps into our lives. In Romans 7, even the Apostle Paul declared, "I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, that I do." In this season of Advent, that is the challenge that faces each of us, to prepare the way, to get ready for the coming of the Lord, to straighten the paths, to confess our sins, not to just be sorry for them. Repentance is a determined effort to turn away from sin and to live differently, to live God's way. This is not an easy challenge, and it's not a one-off thing. Repentance is a way of living, of giving our lives to Jesus. Whilst we are only baptised once, repentance is not a one-off thing, unless you've learnt the secret of perfectly living in obedience to God and in love and harmony with your fellow man. And if you have, God bless you, and please share the secret with the rest of us. Repentance, turning away from sin and turning to God, has to be part of our daily walk with God until we are perfect and in perfect harmony. When we spoke about lighting that second candle, we spoke about peace. And this is what the candle represents. But it's not representing world peace, an end to war and fighting. It symbolises the peace between us and God. Because that is what happens when we're forgiven. Our relationship with God is restored and we are at peace with him. He replaces our burden of guilt with his peace. We are once again in relationship with him. This repentance, this forgiveness, is an ongoing act until he comes again and we are made perfect. For as we think about Jesus' birth and prepare for Christmas, we are reminded that Jesus will return. This is the promise of the Bible. We are not in Advent for a few weeks each year. We remain in Advent because we await his return. But as we spoke with the children, waiting is not meant to be inactivity. We need to be getting ready to prepare ourselves. We need to ensure we are at peace with God. We need to accept the light of Jesus into our lives and to allow that light to shine through us, helping us and leading others to Jesus. that they too might find peace and enter into relationship with God. In a few minutes, we're going to share communion. We're going to remember all that Jesus did through dying on the cross as punishment for our sins, that we might be able to receive forgiveness and be at peace with God, that we might be able to enter into a relationship with him and call him Abba, Father, and rising again to life that we might too inherit eternal life. As we prepare ourselves to take communion, let us confess our sins, turn from them, and accept God's loving forgiveness and be at peace with him. As we share together in bread and wine, let us invite God to fill us with his Holy Spirit and pray that he will help us to walk with him obediently and in peace with him. Amen. We're just going to say a short prayer. Father, help us to prepare ourselves to repent as John called us to do, that we might be ready to receive the living Lord as we take communion, as we prepare for Christmas, and as we await his return. May we have a real sense of your peace. May we be filled with your Holy Spirit. May we walk with you in harmony and freedom from sin, to know your salvation that was promised to all who enter into relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.